Hang on. Third day in a row. Had a conversation about this yesterday. They said, no.
It's all good?
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
Yeah, it'll be fixed tomorrow.
Shouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Now, fool me once.
Yep.
You know, how's that work?
Fool me once,
shame on me.
Fool me twice.
Yeah, if fool me twice, shame on me.
But I wouldn't take that blame.
But this is the third day in a row.
So whose fault is it now?
It's mine. I mean, honestly.
I don't know if we should.
Could I have come in and done a test? Sure, I could have.
No. You were working on a trust system. And you know what? Not your fault.
And it always takes me half a second to remember actually how to fix this. So.
Mm-hmm.
3 days in a row, man. That's nuts. Just mostly for me. Just for my own. Oh, wait. I just remembered how to do this. No, I didn't.
No, okay.
Hang on. I just screwed it up. Now I screwed it. Now I made it worse.
Take your time.
Hang on a second. That and then this.
Good morning, Adrian.
I have to put this.
Good morning.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, don't you worry.
Don't just bypass me and move on with the show.
Oh, I'm not. I was just buying time for you.
No need.
Okay, great.
No, I don't need it.
Okay, it's fantastic.
Here. I've been ready with this for a second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
6:02 on Thursday morning. It's 14 days till Toy Drive. 2 weeks until Toy Drive from right now.
Let's go.
By the way, when you step out this morning, it will feel like it.
Yes.
It will feel like it. You have been warned. Grab a jacket. I ignored the warnings all morning long, and I went outside and I went... And I don't even go outside. I go into my garage. No big deal.
Yeah.
Open up the garage door. Set my coffee on the back of the truck. While I put my bag in the back seat. Man, I got my hand on that door handle and I went, this is a mistake.
100%.
I'm only going to be out here for a very short time. I wish I had a coat.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Yeah. It is cold. I had to get into my car and defrost on my windows. Not really know how to do that. So I just rolled the windows down.
Did you park outside?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you had frost on your window?
Yeah. And I had to get on the freeway, but I couldn't see anything.
No.
So I just rolled down the windows.
No.
I mean, it went away eventually, but no. It was really cold.
No. How often does that happen for you?
Rarely.
With the frost?
Rarely ever.
Because it's dry.
Yeah. When it rains and then is cold.
Sure.
My car doesn't know what to do, much like myself. So we were just winging it this morning.
Do you know how to turn on the defroster?
No. Is it the thing with the squiggly lines pointing out?
Squiggly lines.
I did eventually press that.
Mm-hmm.
It would have benefited me to do it immediately when I got in my car, but...
It'll take a second.
Now we know. Mm-hmm. Now I know. Mm-hmm.
That's really funny. But yeah, but how often? Why would you know?
Totally.
Why would you want it? Why would you need to know?
And it's never cold like that.
Same with, should I have to test this thing to see if it works?
No.
No. I shouldn't have to.
No.
But maybe I oughta.
I guess we'll give it a shot.
Now?
We know.
Now maybe you ought to know how to defrost your windows.
I know.
You know what? Maybe we're helping somebody else.
Yeah, squiggly lines.
Through our pain, we'll help you. Look for the squiggly, if you've got frost on your windshield, look for the squiggly line thing. Go out a second or two early so your car can warm up. And then it'll defrost your window.
Yes.
So you're not driving down the freeway unable to see. I would never admit that again, by the way.
It's part of my charm.
Agreed.
And I needed the help. So if I could help somebody today, squiggly line.
Agreed, endorsed, supported.
Thank you.
It's part of the charm. Part of, you know, individually and collectively,
exactly.
One might say. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show on a Thursday, the 20th day of November. Again, 14 days until Toy Drive.
Woo-hoo!
Sabrina Carpenter, 98.5 KLUC.
Here's why you should give the Chet Buchanan Show another 15 minutes.
First pick coming up in just a minute. We're doing the Jonas Brothers tickets early today.
Woohoo!
Four tickets for Jonas Brothers. Jonas 20, Greetings from Your Hometown Tour. That's next Saturday at MGM Grand Garden Arena. I may be on the wrong side of history on this one, too. I know we've evolved. I know that we have moved forward, and I know that not everybody is going to feel the way that I do about this particular first pick dilemma.
Okay.
Enough that I went, we probably should do this twice today. So we'll swing it through to relationship rehab. Because it verges on being a relationship rehab question.
Okay.
My wife and I just moved into our new home, and for the first time, we're finally able to host Thanksgiving dinner for family and a few friends. And his wife is putting her foot down, and I'm supportive.
Okay.
I know it's 2025. May I predict?
Yeah.
May I?
Ha!
Oh, wait. By the way, name this voice, Michaela.
Ha! Ha! Family Guy.
No. Residency.
Ha!
Caesar's Palace.
I hate myself. I have no idea.
Grammy winner.
Ha!
Sexy as hell.
Ha! Oh my God, who?
Many, many consider him sexy as hell.
Ha! Rod Stewart?
I just noticed. God love him. And I'm not making fun because I suffer from this. I just always notice his giant ears.
Ha! Giant ears?
Nothing?
Ha! No.
Nope.
That's Usher? Usher.
Ha! Oh, God, I would have never guessed.
No, because years ago we said, Usher, say I love the morning zoo. I forget where we were. We were at some award show or whatever. And he just leans over. Hey, it's Usher. I love the morning zoo.
Ha! Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to predict what's going to happen on the first pick.
Okay.
Adrian's going to be against it.
Okay.
You will say... Do whatever you want, because that's what you do.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's what you do. Which I agree, do whatever you want. But you also, I believe you're along with me. Even though you'll say, do whatever you want. If you had children, you wouldn't make them, but you'd make them.
Okay.
Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Like, you wouldn't make them, but you'd go, this is how we're doing it. And you'd probably impose your will.
Okay.
Is that a good tease? All right, good.
Yes.
First pick coming up next.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
It's their first Thanksgiving in their new house. Very first time that they're going to get to host Thanksgiving dinner. She wants to throw down. And it seems loose. And I kind of go along with this. She wants to throw down dress code as far as please do not wear football jerseys, yoga pants. Listen, can you help me with this? What's the difference between yoga pants and leggings?
Not one.
Okay. Because I didn't think I knew the difference.
Not really.
Would know the difference. So I don't hate or any type of work. She doesn't want workout clothes or football jerseys or whatever.
Hear that.
Yes, and that's what I semi-expected, that you would be on the dress-up, that you may very well go to the, yeah, sure, do whatever you want, but that you dress up for Thanksgiving, don't you?
I actually am not even a do-whatever-you-want. It was like a rule that was unspoken, that we had to dress up for Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and Christmas.
I hear your beloved grandmother.
And I would not 100%, even when I've never wanted to or wanted to be cozy, we still have to dress cute. Lisa's family, they're Armenian, same thing. You cannot come to holidays in yoga pants and like...
Your grandmother is hugging me right now. She just kissed me on the cheek.
Oh, good. Good. Vivian, get over here and give me a hug now. Yeah.
She can't make it through the double pane, the soundproof windows. She's trying to figure it out. We have to open the door.
Someone open the door for her. I couldn't even imagine actually not dressing up.
I feel validated.
Yeah.
I was waiting for pushback.
The smile in Chet's face.
Oh, yeah.
I feel validated.
Totally.
No, you know what it is for me? Sorry. Oh, by the way, where are we going with the first pick?
We'll go with Jasmine Waterman.
Jasmine's in too. Jasmine's
Hello,
all over it.
Good morning.
Hi, Jazz.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're great. Did this put a panic? It put a little bit of panic into me because I went, well, wait a minute. What am I going to wear for Thanksgiving? And it's not a big deal. It's a polo and maybe a sweater.
Yes, totally.
It's not
a tuxedo.
Right.
However, right. That would be hilarious. Right.
But there's a little bit of, you know what it is? It's a respect thing.
Yes.
You guys dress up at your house?
Yeah, you know, like sometimes it's like you are all seeing each other for the first time in a while. You know, you want to take nice pictures. I love to be festive, so I don't mind dressing up for Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything like that.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about Christmas. What our deal is with Christmas? I guess for dinner, yes. If there is a Christmas dinner. It's a show of respect.
Yeah, well, and have you seen those memes? They're hilarious. It's like, oh, picking out my awesome Christmas dress so I can walk into my living room. Like, amen. It really is.
That's awesome.
Like that.
But I do have a little bit of panic because I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to wear?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have anything to wear. You know what I mean? I don't have any middle ground right now.
Yeah. But I think you killed it. Like, a polo, a sweater, just something that is respectful.
Yeah. See, Adrian?
Polo sweater. We've never run into this issue, but polo sweater seems to make sense. Mm-hmm. Although I'm not opposed to the other side of it, especially if you're one of the families that you guys are all going to be at the same house for 10 hours, get there early in the morning, you're not leaving till late at night. Like, be comfortable.
I will tell you, my family used to bring a change of clothes.
Bingo! We brought play clothes.
Yep.
There were dinner clothes. And then you had
cooking clothes.
Yeah, and cooking clothes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds excessive.
And you had play clothes.
Yeah, my grandma's bedroom was a mess by the holidays.
Did you guys have a change of clothes, Jasmine?
No. No, just one pair of clothes. You know, you can still look presentable and comfortable. It may not be leggings, but there's like nice trousers these days that can be very comfortable.
No.
And yeah.
Well, because the boys, and it was a house full of boys too. And so, and we would go outside and play football afterwards. So yeah, you ain't getting out. You ain't getting your sweater all muddy and all that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend because you're going to Jonas Brothers with 4 tickets.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Oh, and we can say it now. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Completely obsessed with today's good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Your new favorite band is Australian punk band Emil and the Sniffers. They planned a free show in Melbourne, Australia last Friday. Too many people showed up. Folks were climbing over the fences. They were, it got super rowdy. There were too many people. They said, all right, we got to cancel the show.
Oh, man.
But it turned out okay. Let me jump to this.
Okay.
Here's like the lady who was in charge of the venue. Her name's Katrina Sedgwick. Plus, you'll hear the band talking about what they did.
I'm really relieved we're here today talking about the cancellation of a concert and not about people being hurt.
We're backstage. We literally would have loved to play. We're devastated. Fences got crushed in.
We just didn't anticipate hundreds of people damaging property.
Have a drink on us. We're so sorry.
Okay, so that last part's important.
Okay.
Have a drink on us. We're so sorry.
Sure.
So they had to cancel the show. But the band said, we'll make it up to you. And they opened up $5,000 bar tabs at 7 different bars near the venue.
Oh, my God.
And told people, go have a drink on us. Don't be an a-hole and have more than one, but your first one's on us.
But stay true to their word.
What's that?
But stay true to their word. Like, go have drinks on us. We're so sorry. And then literally did. Oh, literally followed through. Is that awesome?
Instead of going, just go have a drink on us. But you're paying for it.
Yeah. No, get on the bus.
Yeah, they opened up. They covered $5,000 worth of drinks.
Wow.
At each venue. $35,000 in all.
That's awesome.
Amyl and the Sniffers, A-M-Y-L. Hey, will you try and find some of their music really quick while I do this other story?
Let me see what I can do. Hold on.
Thank you, sir. A-M-Y-L and the Sniffers. My guess is there's plenty of people searching them today.
I'm sure.
And they're up for a Grammy for Best Rock Performance. By the way, make sure it's clean. Don't get us fired.
I'm on it.
A bunch of college students at the University of Texas may very well have helped solve a murder case that went cold for over 30 years.
Nuts.
25-year-old woman was killed in 1991. Nobody ever got arrested for it. Criminology students at the University of Texas said, well, this might be kind of fun to mess with.
Mm-hmm.
They went through the old evidence and realized a lady she was friends with had a motive and no alibi. Would have got away with it if it weren't for those meddling kids.
God, those little brats.
Cops announced this week that they have arrested the woman for murder. Here are the students and police talking about the case, plus the daughter of the woman who was murdered, Cynthia Gonzalez. When word got out, too, that they had arrested that woman for murder, some of the kids got emotional and even cried when they found out. The school's criminology department had just launched a partnership with Arlington Police this fall to help them investigate cold cases. And they thought, okay, great, it'll get the students involved and all of that. They never thought this.
Yeah. We had to comb through about 400 or 500 files, photographs from the crime scene.
Miss Perkins knew information that only a killer would know.
I am so grateful for this program, and I am so proud of these students at UTA, and I'm so thankful for what they have done and the time that they've spent and the effort they've put into this case.
That last one was the daughter of the woman. That was the one. I love this second kid talking like it. Man, he's ready for a career already.
He had to come through about 400 or 500 files, photographs from the crime scene.
Miss Perkins knew information that only a killer would know.
That only, and he does the pause.
Hold just the pause.
That only the killer.
That Mrs. Perkins.
Hang on. That only the killer could know.
Yep, sounds like a case solved to me.
It's fantastic.
Good for those kids.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Find anything? Amyl in the Sniffers?
No, we're cleaning it up. Hold on.
We're cleaning. Here, I'll hit the dump button. Is it really bad?
There's a couple words. Hold on a second.
Which one?
Why not risk our jobs? No, go for a play.
What are they?
You got S word, an illicit drug. I'll tell you when to stop. It's in the system. Play it.
I'm not worried about drug. We can do it. I just want. That's about what I thought we'd get ourselves into.
Okay.
Yeah. Amyl and the Sniffers.
Let's go.
Your new favorite band. Your new favorite band that only the killer would know.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
7:04 on Thursday morning, 2 weeks until Toy Drive, 14 days till Toy Drive, 1 week, 7 days till Thanksgiving. You're singing at a wedding in where all the rich Hollywood types live, Los Feliz.
Los Feliz. Yes, we are. Me and Lisa are playing. I'm so excited about this wedding. It's for a dear friend of mine. His name's Justin Martindale. He's a really great comedian. We waited so long for him to like fall in love, and he did. So we're going to drive tomorrow morning, and naturally,
right after the show,
will be raining.
Bang, see ya.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think you're going to be okay. Is it raining in California?
It's supposed to rain here. So even leaving here, there was like a 90% chance of rain when I looked yesterday.
Run out of it. You know what I mean? Go fast. Go fast and get out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe I'll just call in sick. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but would that help?
No, it wouldn't.
You know I'm in favor. I'll cover you.
Listen, if it's not raining at 6 a.m., I might get on the road. And I'll just chew. Oh, my allergies.
We'll figure something out. These things can always be worked out. I was worried that tomorrow might be a bit of a getaway day for folks. You know what I mean? Because there's increasingly there are a lot of people that take the entire week off.
For sure.
We don't do it, honestly, because I'm paranoid that we won't do everything we can to get the word out about Toy Drive. So I've never taken Thanksgiving week off.
I hear that.
We take Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
But 82 million people expected to head out this year. It's up from last year. 73 million will drive, 6 million will fly, 2.5 million buses, trains, and canoe. I don't know. Other forms of transportation. What else is there?
Kayaking.
Bus, train. Yeah, I don't know. The worst days to leave, it depends on where you're headed. In general, worst times to be on the road, next Tuesday from noon on.
Makes sense.
Because a lot of people do take Wednesday. Next Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. is really bad. Worst times to be heading home, Sunday the 30th. Duh.
I'm so nervous.
And Monday, December 1st. Are you?
I'm driving. I think I'm driving to San Diego and coming back.
No, brutal. Just settle in for the long haul, dude.
Yeah, bring a book.
Yeah, but in fact, the airport's not going to be any better. That's the problem. And I've always wanted to take a train because you brought up train. Saw a lot of train talk with the government shutdown. I've never been on a train.
Actually, same.
Should do train, dude.
But I've looked it up a couple times. It's expensive, dude. It's like $800, $900, and that's just
what?
It depends on I'm not saying to Cali, but like to go to different states. It's expensive, and that's not even. I guess like when you get a train, you can like rent a room like with a bed.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff like that's even more expensive, and I didn't know that it was like that.
Get on the Greyhound and call it a day.
California train.
No.
California.
No, I don't want to do that again. Trauma. At least they got chargers Michaela. Now, but still.
Same.
Have you ever?
Oh my God. Greyhound? It's like a running joke.
I used to take Flix
and Greyhound back and forth. And Lisa would be like, everybody was like, Michaela, that's like not safe. And I was like, it's my tour bus. I used to call it my tour bus, but it was a Greyhound.
You get it all?
So I got to get my tour bus. The Greyhound.
Yeah, I got to go. Jarvis says we got to leave next city.
Las Vegas to Los Angeles, $90.
Oh, that's not bad.
But it takes 12 hours.
Oh, my 12. God. No.
And it's not scenic enough.
Yeah, what do you do?
You know what it is?
It's that sounds fun until it's not.
It sounds like the Instagram algorithm, because I always see people taking the train from like Sweden to Poland or whatever, and there's looks like a magical forest and rainfalls and everything's green. Yeah, that's not going to look like that to L.A.
It might not be so. I mean, you're going through the desert, but it stops like 7 million times.
Yeah, no.
But I've heard taking the train down the coast literally is magical.
One day I'll do it.
The Greyhound, not so much.
But this Sunday, settling for a 10-hour drive.
Maybe this Sunday?
Yeah, or next Sunday. Next Sunday.
Yeah, next Sunday. No, and I'm flying next Sunday. But I'm going out of a small airport, so I think that'll save
me. Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
Got you.
I think that should mm-hmm. save me. But we're leaving this Saturday. Still do a show next week. But yeah, we're leaving on Saturday to try and beat the rush. That was the other thing I was going to ask you. What's the longest road trip you ever took for a holiday?
Ugh.
I'll start. We used to go to my grandma's house when we would go, and my cousins lived in Missoula, Montana. I love Missoula, Montana. Holy. But driving from Seattle to Missoula, it's just shy of 500 miles.
Oh, wow.
But it's great. It's awesome.
But it's probably scenic and beautiful.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And it's basically straight road. And when you get to Montana, you used to be able to floor it. And if they pulled you over, if you had a $5 bill on you, you hand them the $5 bill, they send you on your way.
Oh. Great.
Yeah. No, they had, it was weird. And then finally, federal highway dollars, they pulled them and they made them have a speed limit. But you said, but I think it's 80. I think the speed limit is 80.
Oh, still good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the longest road trip?
I think unwillingly, it was definitely a trip from Vegas to LA, getting stuck like an accident and then just being on the road for 10, 11 hours.
Oh, time-wise, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, because that's the longest road trip.
I was thinking distance, but but that's also memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Longest holiday road trip would be this one to San Diego.
Well, last year to Disneyland. Okay. So,
okay.
Yeah, everything else kind of just fly.
Average person goes a couple hundred miles.
Makes sense.
So like 3-hour drive. All right, 702-364-9898. Y'all ready? 14 days till toy drive. And Jasmine Durham from Silverado Ranch going for win number 4 on Michaela's hometown throwdown. And I appreciated her strategy. So what do you want to play for today? She's already got one of everything.
Mm-hmm.
She wants an extra $100 gift card to Smart and Final.
So smart.
So she can just literally crush Thanksgiving.
So smart.
Just absolutely destroy, obliterate.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have another adjective, but you know.
And not with her own money.
To do really good. Yeah, for free.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
Thanks to Smart and Final. You think you can take her down? She's pretty good. 702-364-9898. Michaela's hometown throwdown right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
Let's go. It's Michaela's hometown throwdown. And our champion is back going for win number 4. The tough to beat. Doesn't she have all the qualities of the 5-time champions where she's just kind of low key? It's almost like this. It's also murder. It's almost murder like.
Yes.
You know what
because
I mean?
It's just such a calm storm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I mean, I don't want to call you a serial killer, Jasmine, but.
But you're killing the game.
Yeah, no. Happy Thursday. Happy a week till Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Same to you guys.
Thank you. Who is our challenger today, Adrian?
That'll be Michelle Duong from Cadence.
All right, Dan. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Outstanding. Glad to hear it. So make sure you buzz in with your name and do it nice and loud if you think you know the answer to a question. But don't blurt out the answer until we call on you, because while you think you may have gotten in first, that's not always the case. One more question for our champion. Our quiz master is known as the commissioner. Why is that?
Because her last name, Gordon.
No, for the champion. You're not the champion.
Hey,
Michelle.
Let's go, girls. That was awesome.
Her last name is Gordon. That's right. The one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This singer will be making an Alice in Wonderland movie that will be set in present time right when she's done with her Short and Sweet tour. What's this singer's name?
Michelle.
I'm going to say Michelle started down the path first. Michelle, what's your answer, please?
Sabrina Carpenter?
Is it Sabrina Carpenter? I wasn't sure, but
yeah,
it is Sabrina Carpenter. Challenger goes out in front.
Producer Mark Ronson is saying it takes this iconic singer 14 takes before she breaks in her signature voice to sing songs like Hello and Rolling in the Deep.
Huh.
What's this singer's name?
Jasmine
to tie.
No.
Adele.
Yeah.
14 takes, you say.
That's right.
She nails it in concert. Did you ever get to see that show?
Never.
Oh,
I wanted to do so bad. I love her.
She nails it in concert. So it's interesting that she's got to find.
But she's probably back there warming up, screaming, getting ready.
Wondering.
Yeah. She's not out there probably cold turkey with that beautiful voice.
Huh. Champion 1, challenger 1.
which Kardashian just bought her dad's Bible for $80,000 once gifted to O.J. Simpson?
Jasmine.
Chloe?
Is it Chloe? It is not.
Crap!
I don't know this one either. Well, what do you think, Michelle? You got two other options. Oh, this is really funny because if you don't get it right, I'll get it right. Are you guessing Kim?
Yes.
Is it Kim?
It is
Kim. Ah, that's funny. You guys would have given me one just because I wouldn't have known either, but there was only one answer left. Kim did what? $80,000 for a Bible?
Yeah, her dad had signed this Bible, put like a little prayer in it, and gave it to O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
And so now that they're going through all the things, they found the Bible and she purchased it back for $80,000.
Huh. Yeah, because the Simpson estate agreed to give the Goldman estate. What was it, like $58 million?
Something crazy.
I was like, where are they going to get that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
Are you allowed to sign a Bible?
Sure.
I'm not religious.
Yeah.
You'll burn in hell, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard of
that. No, you can. I feel like
it's not your book. You write that.
Of course you can. Of course you can.
Oh, yeah. If it's your Bible, you can.
Yeah.
No, you highlight it, make notes, Bible study.
I think you can.
Oh, okay.
Michelle the challenger, 2. Jasmine the champion in trouble with 1.
This legendary entertainer is making her way back as a musical guest on SNL after 40 years, and she's telling her fans, I got you, babe. What's her name?
Jasmine.
Jasmine's a tie.
Cher.
Sorry, we're laughing at the clue. That's awesome. It's so good.
Right?
So good. Cher, yes. Will they have auto-tune for her to sing Believe? That's what I want to know.
They can give her anything.
Right?
That gorgeous icon. She looks so good, dude.
Your predecessor, one Kayla Walker Fishman, was obsessed with Cher to the point of...
Wait, like, that's so funny. I will tell you, Lisa and I were Sonny and Cher 1 year, but Lisa was Cher because she's Armenian. Looked exactly like Cher.
Hilarious.
It was crazy. I'm going to send that to Kayla.
She's Armenian.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Sabrina Carpenter lyric.
Uh-huh.
Because she's Armenian.
I'm going to text her that photo right now.
We're tied at 2.
How many days until toy drive?
Michelle for the win! That's the lie.
No, it's the truth.
No.
Jasmine, please. Lose gracefully. Michelle, do you have an answer?
I am.
14.
Is it 14 days to toy drive for a brand new champion? Game over.
Woo!
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Good job, Michelle.
With respect, Jasmine, it wasn't even close. Sorry, buddy.
It was a full second.
Yeah, he was.
Thank you. You rocked it, sister.
Hey, by the way,
this was a 12-round fight. I like this.
Yeah,
Jasmine Durham of Silverado Ranch, a great champion. Truly, truly great champion. I don't think this will be the last we hear from our friend Jasmine. Would you agree, Jasmine?
It will not be.
Okay.
I'll definitely call back.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. All right, we'll see you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mama.
Thanks, you guys.
Michelle Duong of Cadence, your brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. A $100 gift card for Thanksgiving dinner, courtesy of Smart and Final. Cadence picks up win number 7, pulls into a tie with the East Side and Whitney Ranch. I think they're just outside the top 10. But Michelle will be back to add to that. Ooh, you know what? Let's play Champion's Choice for Friday. Do you want a shot at Jonas Brothers tickets tomorrow or Zootopia 2 advanced screening tickets tomorrow?
Zootopia 2.
Okay, done. Disney Zootopia 2 in theaters everywhere, November 26th. A chance for you to get 4 tickets to that coming up tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Pretty funny, it was a big story last week when they got rid of the penny.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. People really just don't care. They just don't. They started asking people, when was the last time you spent a penny? Most people said they couldn't remember. Which, truth, I couldn't tell you the last time I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, because I don't like the idea of turning it all, being a cashless society and turning it all over to the, you know, to the computers and the banks.
Yeah.
You know, but here's the thing. 11% of people still claim they use pennies to pay for things every day. The most common demographic for that is people who are older and of lower income in the South.
Makes sense. I will say tip workers, I feel like, also would too. Because the only time, I would use it, I used pennies the other day because I went to get a coffee. I had cash.
Yeah.
They gave me pennies back. And then I ended up having the exact change with like pennies and a quarter.
Yeah.
I used it, but only because I had cash.
Another 19% claim they spend them weekly. 18% said monthly. It's kind of across the board the same.
Yeah.
Some people say that they never. Last time you spent pennies?
I'm not sure. Probably at a drive-thru, just here's the change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll pick them up and I'll save them in a dish or, you know, or a bank or whatever. Mariners season ticket fund. We did it. We did one of those drinks and make your own pottery.
You know, cool.
We did that, and I made a baseball that said Mariners World Series Ticket Fund. Still haven't used any of the money.
That's awesome.
Would you be okay with getting rid of Nick? Oh, so you're against getting rid of coins, right, Michaela?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
You're good with getting rid of them?
Yeah.
Oh? So all of them?
Yeah.
That's wild. Chad, I'm with you, brother. Like, the computers and the banks? It's like streaming when your favorite show and the HBO is like, yeah, we're going to take it off. And now there's no DVD of it. There's no VHS. You can't watch it. It just doesn't exist.
You're scratching the TV screen.
Della Fetch. Don't you guys remember when we had cash? Everyone's like, no.
No, that never happened. That never happened. You just believe it happened. Yeah, 24% of people say they'd be cool with getting rid of nickels. Mm. However, 58% say no, don't, and 34% strongly oppose, which sounds like that's you. Yeah, God, but the alternative is rounding to the nearest dollar. Yuck. Mm-hmm. That adds up.
Yeah, it does.
That adds up in a big hurry. But pennies, most people don't care. They just, whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I thought it was interesting because it was just such a big deal. It was like on all the news. The news, yeah. As the news will do, was like, oh my God. You know what else is a big deal? This.
This Hometown Throwdown is brought to you by Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall. Unlock excitement.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I thought this number was rather high. Monster, the job folks?
Yeah.
Not the energy drink folks? Released a new poll talking about revenge quitting. You know, like and they defined it as quitting without notice to express your frustration.
Ew.
To not give them the 2 weeks, just to walk out.
Yeah, make them suffer.
Okay, by percentage, how many people do you think have done it? If you had to guess. See, I would have guessed like 7%. 10%.
Oh, that low?
Yeah, maybe. 20. The first number that came into my head was 20.
I'm right around there for you.
Yeah, I'd say 30.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Monster says half.
Yeah, I believe it.
Half of Americans have revenge quit a job. Have you ever just bounced on somebody because you were mad at them?
No.
Because you're like me. You're flash paper angry.
Yeah, but my gigs are kind of different. Like, this is really the first, like, corporate-esque job I've ever had.
Right.
Like, my other jobs or whatever have been, like, gigs, singing or whatever.
Like a one-off?
Not a one-off, but, like, I wouldn't...
It's a different environment.
Yeah, like, I would have revenge...
There's not necessarily a boss involved and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, like, I've never really had a boss or something.
I get it.
Or people telling me, like, what to do.
But you've never been in a... Oh, okay. I understand.
But like, now with the perspective I have, no, I probably still wouldn't revenge quit. I'd still probably give 2 weeks.
I wouldn't either. I'd try to be classy on the way out the door.
Yeah.
one way or another.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
You ever done that? You ever just bad?
I don't know if does this count as revenge quitting? I once worked at a Pizza Hut for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was in 2016 when the Cleveland Guardians made the World Series. And they wanted me to come in and work during game 6. So I was like, I'm not coming in. They're like, okay, well, you're not going to work here. And I was like, okay, bye.
Oh my God, I love it.
Is that revenge quitting?
No, that sounds like you were fired.
No, I mean, I made the choice. I quit. I'm like, I'm not coming in, yes, just to let you know.
But bye. They also said, either you come in or you will not come in ever again.
And I sent him the graphic of the World Series, and then what was that?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's mutual at worst.
Yeah.
Got you. Really, so then mutual. To answer your question, then no.
No, they gave you the option. You chose the option and they said, okay, thanks. There you go.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Toxic work environment. Oh, have you ever seen somebody do it? 47% say they've done it. Dang, nearly two-thirds say they've seen a coworker do it. I'm trying to think if I know somebody that just said, nope, I'm done.
I did see a girl do it one time. She was a tap dancer in one of our shows. Oh, God, I loved this girl. And they were giving her unfairly a hard time.
Yep.
At the gig. And she went back there into the dressing room where we all were. We loved this girl. She took off those tap shoes, flew them across the room, packed up her bag. She said, I quit. Walked out. I still want to applaud for her. It was iconic. She's doing great now. But
she still tap dance?
Yeah, she's incredible. But she actually tap danced for Beyonce. They had this whole like girl troupe thing and it was amazing. But I loved that for her because they were not treating her right. And I was proud of her.
Toxic work environment, number one reason people gave for doing it. Poor management, close second. Feeling undervalued or ignored, third. Almost half of those who did it said they might not have done it if they just had a different boss. So a good boss makes the difference. And there's a difference between, revenge quitting is just leaving without giving notice. Rage quitting is going nuclear. But it doesn't happen. It doesn't always happen immediately. A lot of people plan it out. Like they stick it out, try to make it work, and just decide at some point they snap.
Yeah.
And decide. 1 in 5 have daydreamed about telling their boss to shove it for over 2 years. By the way, I read that. Dreamt about telling their boss to shove it for over 2 years before they finally bounced. You ate it for 2 years.
Rough.
All right, relationship rehab coming up in just a minute. We are going to take a second look at the first pick. My wife, I wrote this as girlfriend. No, it's wife. They're having their first Thanksgiving in their new home. It's the first time that they get to host. And she's imposing dress code. That was surprisingly almost unanimous earlier. I was shocked.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was.
Mateo, an inspirata, has thrown in a, God, and I love you guys. The last couple of weeks, people have gone, hey, heard you talking about blah, blah, blah. Here's my related story. You know, you guys were talking about dress codes at Thanksgiving. Let me tell you about this weird Friendsgiving I got coming up this weekend. Mateo and Inspirata banged out an email this morning. I'm not sure how I feel about this. I don't know whether it's genius or it's evil. You know?
Yeah.
Whether it's the way of the future or whether it's just like, oh, no, we're not doing this. Mm-mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll get into it with 4 passes for you to see Zootopia 2. Disney's Zootopia 2 in theaters everywhere November 26th. It's out November 26th. You'll see it this weekend before anybody else, coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
All one on Thursday morning, the 20th day of November 2025. 2 weeks from today, Toy Drive begins.
Nuts.
And it feels like it, too. It feels like it outside today a little bit. Yeah, 2 weeks till Toy Drive, 14 days until Toy Drive, a week until Thanksgiving. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Enchant's Night of the Nutcrackers at Las Vegas Ballpark, the world's largest Christmas light maze, ice skating, and more, returning tomorrow through December 28th. They're ready over there at Las Vegas Ballpark.
Yes.
Better grab your tickets at enchantchristmas.com. Get that out of the way so you can focus on Toy Drive. Starts in 2 weeks, you know. I don't know if you heard that.
14 days.
I told Michaela yesterday, it was funny, she asked on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, she said, how many days till Toy Drive? And one of them said six. The other one said, I don't know, one, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I told Michaela, when you don't know, look, I get it. And messages don't always cut through. And it's much more important to us than it is to you, certainly. Because I'm the one living on the scaffold. But there's two things that come into play there. Number one, I die just a little inside. Just a tiny bit, I die. It takes you, you know, seconds off my life when you just have no clue. You know what I mean? Because you hope everybody would know. And it's really funny, after now going into the 27th year, and we had this discussion last year, if you remember, Michaela, after this long of doing it, you think everybody knows.
For sure.
I'm here to tell you, nobody knows.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's the, you know, it's pretty big. I would contend we are barely scratching the surface of what this thing really could be if actually, truly, everyone knew.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. But it's coming. 2 weeks from today, Toy Drive. Relationship Rehab right now. Yeah, Relationship Rehab, brought to you by Big Bully Turf, proud sponsor of the 98.5 KLUC. Chet Buchanan Show, Toy Drive, See Ya Bikes. Happy to have them on board. Carla's greatest.
So fiery, so excited.
I'm telling you, they're going to be a great addition.
Yeah, for sure. Team.
We're excited. So let's do this for Relationship Rehab. There's a couple of things we want to run by you. And then maybe we'll open it up to the class, you know, for questions and comments,
mm-hmm.
and stomping of feet and throwing of elbows, calling of names.
My favorite.
Yeah, right? We'll let the fight begin. Number one, my wife and I just moved into our new home for the first time. We're finally able to host Thanksgiving. She wants to lay down a dress code. He's not okay with it. Then Mateo heard that earlier, Mateo in Inspirata, says a friend of mine is doing an interesting option for Friendsgiving this weekend. I'm the only one that knows about this one so far, and I can't wait to see what you guys think.
Yes, okay, good.
Because again, there's part of me that goes, this is the way of the future. This is how things are done now. And then there's another part of me that goes, no, we're not, no.
Mm-hmm.
This is inappropriate and wrong.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. Yes. I'll stick by that.
Okay. Yeah,
I said it to be colorful.
I
want to
know.
But no, I find inappropriate and wrong. Just straight wrong, Michaela.
Let's go.
Flies in the face of tradition.
I love a tradition.
And, yeah, and stuff. So. Oh. And we're willing to pay you off for your opinion. Caller number 25 gets 4 tickets to our advanced screening this Saturday. Disney's Zootopia 2 in theaters everywhere November 26th, but you can see it this Saturday before anybody else. Caller 25, 702-364-9898.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who'd you sucker in?
We got Ariel line 2.
Yeah? Hey, Ariel.
Hey.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
We actually didn't get their name, but my wife and I just moved into our new home. For the first time, we'll finally be able to host Thanksgiving dinner for family and a few friends. She already has our home decorated for the holidays and it looks beautiful. I don't know why you mentioned that. And I don't know why for the second time I read it. Because remember last time, Michaela, I said, I don't know why I said that. And I just take it out this time and I didn't do it.
It's all right.
But I feel like it's
I don't know whether he's trying to soften it or whether it is to show he's annoyed. Because people don't just do stuff. You know what I mean? They say things for a reason.
Yeah, for sure.
And not that it matters. Here's the issue. She wants to ask all of our guests to please not wear football jerseys, yoga pants, or any type of workout clothes. Question number one, I asked Michaela earlier, and she said there is no difference. Ariel, do you believe there's a difference between yoga pants and leggings?
No, I don't think there's a difference. They're the same.
Maybe color, right?
Color, yeah.
Maybe color.
Yeah, but they come in the same colors.
The same.
Yeah,
they do. You're right. Mm-hmm. I don't know why in my brain, yoga pants are black.
Yeah.
And that was it.
No, I hear it.
No, you're right.
There's I know. I don't know
why. Colors. Okay. So I don't know that I'm totally against that because I get that pairing with the leggings, yoga pants, whatever, and a sweater.
Yeah.
And I think you're fine there. But she's like, don't wear jerseys. Don't wear workout clothes. Don't, you know, like dress up a little. And he's like, I know she's so excited and wants everything to be perfect, but a dress code for Thanksgiving, I just don't feel comfortable telling others how to dress. And she knows I'm writing to you, so I'm hoping I get some support. Yeah, he did not. He did not.
At all.
Earlier this morning.
It was unanimous.
Ariel, will he find support from you?
I'm like half and half because there's a lot of work that goes into Thanksgiving, so I understand why she wants everyone to dress up. But I don't think putting like a dress code for Thanksgiving I think it's too much. Like maybe like tell your friends like, hey, like can you just like dress up a little bit more, but not like a dress code.
I feel. Go ahead, Adrian.
No, I feel that. I like that.
I like what she's saying. You know what though? That's how you you pass the word on that. You know what I mean? You go, hey, tell my brother not to wear his Dak Prescott jersey.
Yeah.
And I know the Cowboys are playing, but knock it off.
Oh, that should be okay.
No.
It should be okay if your team's playing on Thanksgiving.
Oh, show some respect. You can, you know what? Change after dinner.
Yeah.
Good idea.
That's where Michaela and I landed earlier was we grew up in a house that's you were expected. Do you go full out, Mika? I don't know you any other way. I can't imagine you doing any other way than somewhat full. Even if you were dressing it down, you would still do that 100%.
Oh, yeah. I mean, growing up, like we were very Italian, and my grandma would make so much food that it was also like a respect for her, like dressing up and making it beautiful. All of my uncles and all of my cousins would watch football. And I was laughing when you were saying that because I forgot about that. They would like finish dinner. Everyone was on their best behavior. And then they'd go scream at the TV.
Yeah.
But they still did it in nice pants and a polo shirt.
Sure. Yes.
You know, just for like the respect of my grandma. So that's all I also know is dressing up. Plus, I feel like it's just a nice opportunity to like zhuzh up a little bit, you know? You don't have to like put a gown on or a tuxedo.
To what?
Zhuzh it.
Uh-huh.
Give a little zhuzh and a little zhuzh.
No, I love that. Because and you use that word for a variety of, it has a variety of different meanings and I love it.
Yeah.
As long as you show some, you know, we're not dressing up at my house, but I imagine we're also not wearing jerseys. What did he say? Ariel, did he have an opinion?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my daughter.
Your daughter. Oh, what does she think? Is she dressing up?
She is going to be dressing up.
See?
She said, Mom.
Yeah.
Baby girl.
What dress am I going to wear?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Who would you say?
Oh, love you. Ariel, what's her name?
Olivia.
Hi, Olivia. We love you. Say hi to Auntie Michaela.
Say hi. She's smiling.
Hi, Mommy. Oh, my God. Hi.
Here's the other one. So then Mateo in Inspirata follows up and says, friend of mine is doing an interesting option for Friendsgiving this year. It's a potluck. Right? That's pretty cool. Or you can just not bring anything, but you Venmo the host $20. I thought it was cool and creative. My girlfriend thinks it's gross. What do you guys think? And I'm so torn because it's brilliant and it's for those of you, for those who would just rather pay.
Yeah.
And let everybody else do it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of get it. I'd rather pay.
I actually think I have sent 20 or I think I've sent like $50 Venmo and was like, thank you for having me. Love you.
When I was single, I was the king of going, how many King's Hawaiian sweet rolls do you have? Because I will stop and get those. And I will get more than you will ever be able to eat.
Yeah.
You'll have them for leftovers. You'll have them for months. But I will take care of the rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy. And super for a bachelor, easy. You just walk in, you grab them, you walk back out. And I was willing to pay for the good ones.
Yeah.
Ariel, what do you think?
I don't think that you should make them pay you. Like, if it's a potluck, let them bring the food, and then maybe they'll be nice enough to give you money. If you're hosting it, I don't think you should ask for money.
No. If you're bringing food, you're cool. If you're not bringing food, kick in $20.
I don't know. I feel like it's so easy just to stop at the store and grab something.
True.
Exactly. Which is why if you're not going to bring anything. See, I can fight both sides. I can because I'm truly torn in the middle. If I've got to choose, I'm okay with this.
I will say most women would probably take the perspective of just stop at the store. It's not a big deal. That's the respectful thing to do. I will say I'm probably like a survivor alone in the dark, Venmoing the money. But
no,
I'm
with you on it.
I mean, as far as like women, because I feel like they like cook and work so hard to make it. I'm just not that kind of girl. I just want to pay for it and leave.
Amen. So if you have the option, I don't hate this. Mm-hmm. Adrian.
I'm with it. Progressive.
Yeah, kind of with it. Olivia, go take care of Olivia and have so much fun with Olivia at our advanced screening of Disney's Zootopia 2 in theaters everywhere November 26th. But you will see it this Saturday.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
You know what we really didn't hear from, Michaela?
Who?
The side of the voice of the people that are cool with not dressing up on Thanksgiving. Deanna, why you guys don't dress up?
No, we don't dress up. It's just more of a casual thing, I guess.
And you're just, did you ever, like when you were growing up, did they make you dress up?
No, I think it was kind of just like obvious just to come, I mean, decent, you know, but.
Right. But you don't put any, restrictions on it now?
No.
You're cool with the Cowboys jersey?
I am. I think you have to, like you said, support. I mean, if it's your football team, I mean, be happy about it. But
that's what Adrian said.
Bring something to change into for like pictures if you need to.
That's that was the other thing that we talked about earlier too, Michaela. When we were kids, we brought play clothes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That you changed into after dinner, and after the pictures.
Yes. Yeah.
I will say, in my family, I have an uncle who's one of the fakest people I know. Meaning,
fake.
And he's the fanciest one in the family. So what I mean by this is, so I'm Puerto Rican, so my grandma still has her house in Puerto Rico. So when he goes on vacation to Puerto Rico, he will visit our grandma for maybe a couple minutes. But you know what he'll do, Michaela? He'll get the photo op in, look very nice, take the photo, post it on social media, and then go away. So dressing up and like, hey, this is the time. Like, no, Thanksgiving, you're supposed to be around your family. And it should be a reminder that throughout the year to spend more time with them outside of the one day.
Thank you, the world peace answer again. Very nice.
I don't think it's world peace. I just think it's like, let's take these photos and make it seem like we're like, no, that's not the case. So you don't have to like make it the guaranteed photo shoot day is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. But isn't that more about how he just shows up, takes the picture, and leaves?
Yeah, and that's so it gives me the indication of like, yo, come as you are. We love you regardless, and it's cool. Whether you're in jammies or not, we're chilling. We're going to eat food. We're spending time together. And for my family, we're like there for like 10 or 12 hours. So
yeah,
right. But that's more about your uncle only showing up for 2 minutes and then bouncing. Yeah. That's not about whether you're...
Fair, but it gives me that perception of like if we're hoity-toity at this dinner.
No, I hear you.
As a
Deanna,
fan.
Deanna, thank you. Oh, the other thing. What about the Venmo thing? Friend of mine's doing Friendsgiving this weekend. It's potluck, or you can bring... You just not bring anything and Venmo $20. Cool and creative, or as Mateo's girlfriend says, gross.
I wouldn't totally go gross because I'm not a big cooker myself, but I think it's more of like, if you're going to host something, it's kind of on you to have everything.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
I will say if I ever Venmo'd my grandma or handed my grandma $20, she would have kicked me out of the house.
No, no, no. That's got to be, that's got to be generated.
She'd be like, I gave you that $20 and you can leave.
You can't just go, hey, grandma, sorry I didn't bring anything.
Yeah, here, Viv. Here's a couple bucks, babe.
Here's a 20. No, that's not
my butt.
The Friendsgiving, I get.
I was saying, it sounds more like a friends thing you would do.
Yeah, Friendsgiving, I get it. I also get why Mateo's girlfriend says it's gross. Because if I'm hosting, and then you go, hey, I didn't bring anything, but here's $20, I'd be like, and they go, oh, let me, just put it towards the booze or whatever. I'd be like, maybe. But if you go so everybody feels involved... You know what I mean? That also gives everybody a chance to be involved, but you don't have to cook.
Yeah. I still think it's a move out of respect.
Deanna, thank you.
I think they're trying to be like, thanks for hosting. This was probably very expensive. I didn't grab anything, but here's some money. Thank you so much, dude. Which I think is nice.
And doesn't a potluck imply that you have to bring something?
Mm-hmm. Right. But that's where they gave them the option to not bring something and Venmo $20. So let's start there. Linda, the Friendsgiving potluck. Is Venmoing $20 if you don't want to bring anything? Is it cool and creative? Or like Mateo's girlfriend said, it's gross.
I think that's creative. It's like, when you host something at work and you don't cook. I know people that don't cook and just are horrible at baking. So, I think it's a very creative way to, okay, let's get this meal set up. The person that's hosting can get everything situated, and it ends up being, not like a cluster mess of food. So,
the farther we go along with this, the more I like it.
Well, and
the more we talk about it.
I feel the same way, because now I'm thinking like holidays, white elephant. Whenever I've put like a $20 bill in as like the gift, people love that. They'd rather the $20 than the gift. So I feel like this is similar,
genius, by the way.
Right? Yeah, right.
You dress up the 20.
Totally. You put in a couple boxes, they unbox it.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you know you're getting a 20.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, this is awesome. Not lazy. We love it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about the other thing? Do you dress up for Thanksgiving? Are you okay? Are you okay with the wife putting a dress code, telling other people, hey, if you're coming to our house, no football jerseys?
I don't know. That's what Thanksgiving is kind of about for, like, at least guys anyways. I'm not really big into sports. But, like, my husband and his cousins are all about wearing football jerseys and, like, sweatpants, elastic waistbands for, like, lunch or dinner. Like, I just feel like it's a necessity.
Yeah. I think there's two kinds of people in the world. Those who do and those who do not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of middle ground. You're not going to find the football jersey people with the dress up people. You're not going to find the dress-up people, the football jersey
exactly.
people. Not at the dinner table, you're not. Ah, that's great. Linda, thank you so much for the time. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Three, two, one.
Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
You want to play a silly little game?
Yep.
Seem like silly little music for a silly little game.
I love silly.
Michaela?
Yeah?
Hang on, where are my notes? Oh, there they are. The name Max. Is that in the list of most popular dog names for 2025?
Mm-hmm.
Or most popular boy names for 2025?
Dog names.
That Max is correct.
I'm sorry. I want to tell you that I'm focusing so hard on what you're saying, but I'm looking at a cat on the news with a helmet on, and it got distracted me for 1 second.
Noggin, the cat.
Yeah, just an actual helmet on his Cat head. Okay.
3D printed helmet.
Yep.
To protect her noggin.
Okay.
Hank, most popular male dog name, most popular male boy name, human name.
I'm going to say dog.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. I don't know many five-year-old five-year-olds named Hank.
Two for two. Milo, most popular dog name, popular boy name.
No, all I can think is Milo in The Mask, the movie The Mask. I'm going to say little boy. Ooh.
Milo was number one last year. It is 12th place this year. No word on where it falls on the boy human list. But Milo, popular dog name. Calls her dog Milo. That's weird. It's weird to me. Milo, I don't know.
Yeah, I see it though, because don't you remember Jim Carrey in The Mask? His dog's name was Milo.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's how I picture it.
Movie in years.
Years.
I know, I gotta get back to it.
I know, and it's good.
Luna, popular dog name, popular baby girl name.
Oh, I just met a little girl named Luna, so I'm gonna say little girl.
Dogs number one.
No! Fine.
I didn't look to see. By the way, the baby boy names, I don't want to say pretentious because that's not how I feel about it, but they were so obviously not dog names. You know what I mean? It was like Josiah, you know, or something. So a name that you would never call a dog. You would just never, Elijah, stop. Mateo.
Stop.
Seriously.
If you're like, this is my dog, Elijah. This is my dog.
You would call your dog Elijah?
Never until we had this conversation. And then for pure humor, I'd be like, at the dog park, this is my dog, Elijah. Like, what would people do?
I feel like Eli's a good dog name, though. But that's not
Elijah. But Elijah. This is my dog, Abraham. Elijah.
Yeah, like you wouldn't call a dog Noah. Here were the top boy names
so
last
biblical.
Year. Here you wouldn't call it Noah. You wouldn't call him Liam. Do you have a dog named Liam? There's a lot of kids named Liam.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a dog named Oliver. Maybe.
Yeah, no, I love the dog name Oliver.
Okay. See, I maybe I'm my
no, no, I'm but muscled I'm still out. With
no,
you.
I may be off on this.
No, I'm still with you.
Mateo, would you have a dog named Mateo?
Yeah.
Would you have a dog named Levi?
Yep.
You'd have a dog named Mateo?
Yeah.
Huh. Would you have a dog named Lucas?
It's a little formal, but you look like Lucas. If he was giving Luke his vibes, I would.
It's a little formal. I don't know why that struck me the way it did, but that's funny to me.
Come on, Lucas. Get out of the dog park.
I prefer a Luke.
Yeah, I prefer Luke.
Luke, of
one
course.
Syllable.
Luke's a strong dog name. Lucas, I don't know. Ezra?
No.
Ezra?
That's ridiculous.
No. And number eight on most popular kid name, boy name, Asher. I'd have a dog named Asher.
Maybe.
It's got to be a German
But you
shepherd.
Have to practice it out loud as if you're at the dog park.
Asher!
Like, yeah, that. Now yell out Jeremiah.
Say not it. On the list. Jeremiah! Yeah.
Weird. It's weird, right? Josiah!
Seeing the girl. Right?
Get away from that dog.
Get away. Stop humping that dog. And the girl names. Okay, girl names. Luna, we already did.
Yeah.
Bella?
So many, yes.
Girl so or dog? Jokes,
but both. I know a girl named Bella who named her dog Bella, and they're both Bella.
Okay. You're right. Isabella is in the top five for girl names. Bella is the number two name for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Daisy?
Yeah. Cute.
Number three, dog name. Lucy?
Yep.
Number four, dog name.
Cute.
But also good for kids.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Then let's play this game again. Would you call a dog Olivia? No. Would you call a dog Amelia?
Yeah.
Would you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
I'll bet there's going to be a bunch of kids and dogs named Ophelia. Thanks, Taylor Swift.
Oh, for sure.
Thanks, Taylor Swift. Oh, there are people changing their dog's name right now. They're just like, you know what?
The Chet, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess why you wake me up now.
Welcome. Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, welcome to 2 weeks until Toy Drive. 14 days to Toy Drive.
Woof. It's happening.
Let me ask you this. Are you ready? Everybody always asks me if I'm ready, and I go, do I have a choice? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is your workload increases dramatically?
Yeah, but I have so much fun with it. I don't know if it's because I'm still like into year two. I enjoy all of it. There's good. Nothing that I like to see everybody, the toys. Yeah. I get into it.
That's the whole thing. It's just, I tell everybody, it's like, and certainly on my end of it, where we've done, this is my 25th toy drive out of the 27. You know, I was gone in 02 and 03, but this will be 25. You know, it's like somebody playing, like LeBron, playing 25 seasons of basketball. It's my 25th toy drive, you know? And this will be 300 days on a scaffold. 10 months. We've made every mistake we can make.
It's awesome.
But we've also seen just about everything that'll come flying at you. There's always something that we go, wow, never saw that before.
Yeah.
But... it's just different. That's all. You know, we know what to do. Really, the wild card in all of this, the real question is, are you, and I'm talking to you listening,
mm-hmm.
are you ready? Because we really need you to be ready. We'll take care of our end.
That's where it's at.
We need you guys to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And we're waiting to see what you will do. Last year, 42 trucks, again, trucks, somewhat subjective, different size things, and who knows how many bikes and boxes and all that kind of stuff. So 42 trucks again. Then last year, 7,674 bikes and $786,894. And we'd love to see 8,000 bikes and $800,000.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. It all starts in 2 weeks.
We've got
100 charities waiting to see what happens. 100.
It's incredible, man.
Help us Southern Nevada, and then, yeah. And then another 100 odd, you know, whatever it is. Well, you're part of it too, brother.
Yeah, no, I'll be ready by Monday or Tuesday next week. We're finalizing things on my end.
So. What do you got on your end?
I gotta take notes and
what do you got
things.
On your end?
I'm here at home base while you guys are over there. So I just need to make sure things are set, things are printed.
You're sure you're not ready now?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But I will be.
All right. Well, but it all starts in 14 days. We will be ready by then.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't wait to see you. And thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show, brought to you by Enchant's Night of the Nutcrackers at Las Vegas Ballpark, the world's largest Christmas light maze, ice skating, and more, returning this Friday through December 28th. Get your tickets at enchantchristmas.com.
3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Well, it's a bit of a good news, bad news scenario, Michaela.
Oh, God, what's going on?
Well, you know, it's the age-old question. What do women want? And most men really have no idea.
Most women have no idea. Me.
This dude in Rockford, Illinois, got arrested on Friday. He's hanging out the side of a car and swinging a gun around. It's like looks like an AR-15, but it's not, but it's still a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's swinging the gun around. Because he thought ladies would like it.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, if you got to look, I dug deeper and I realized we're on the radio. Just let me explain. This dude is a specimen.
Yeah,
he's got the long, flowing rock star hair.
Oh, my God. Wait, I kind of like it.
Yeah, and he's just big. He's kind of a bigger dude, but he's got the mustache and the beard and the, you know, like
the goatee.
I call it a goatee, but it's, yeah, I don't know if that's really what it is. I don't know. Anyway, this dude's fantastic. He's 27 years old. Somebody called 911 after they saw a dude hanging out the window of a black SUV and waving around his semi-automatic rifle. When the cops caught up with him, the gun was sitting in the back seat of the SUV. He also had a large capacity magazine with 30 bullets hidden in his pant leg.
Oh, my, a warrior.
So why he's got that in his pant leg, I have no idea, but okay. At least two women were in the car with him, so maybe it worked. When cops asked him why he was waving the gun around, he said he was hoping that he could, with them, you know, and that they would be impressed and whatnot, because he, quote, believed women liked these things.
Listen, I feel like this guy's mom had like one of those books with like Fabio on the cover with the long flowing hair, and it was some like weird little kink in there, and he was like, this is how we get it done. And honestly, I don't hate this guy. Out there wielding his AR-15.
There may have been a little bit of a cultural issue, you know, where the man may have learned American culture from television.
Yeah.
Potential.
Okay.
I think there may have been a little bit of that. And then in a shocking turn of events, apparently this gentleman has been convicted on weapons charges 4 separate times. They did arrest him for unlawful possession of a gun. I realize this does not help anybody on the radio. I'm going to reveal this gentleman's mugshot to Michaela in 3, 2, 1.
Oh my God.
It is a full beard. I stand corrected.
Full beard.
Yeah. But can you see it hanging out the window?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, look at me. I'm cool. Look at my abnormal amounts of chest hair.
Yeah, I'm a bad guy.
I'm gangsta. Look at me. I'm virile. You want to have my children.
That's a lot more effort than some guys put in. So you know what? I hope he does find a
date. What I'm saying. At least guys are still doing stupid stuff to try and get girls.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, some more you know before we go. The original cast of Jackass. I'd never heard this before. And you know, this is stuff that I would know.
Yeah.
It's meaningless, useless knowledge. Mm-hmm. Usually that stuff I have a pretty good handle on. The original cast of Jackass had a female cast member.
Who?
I know. Her name was Stephanie Hodge. In the initial filming, she was brutally injured during a stunt and left the group. And they were like, well, we're not showing this. She broke her back and her pelvis.
No.
Was nearly paralyzed, but she was not. But yeah, horribly injured.
I would have left too.
Yeah. And then they just went, okay, well, we'll just stick with this group.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Weird though.
Yeah. Listen, they're lucky they didn't break their back or pelvic. This was wild.
Only 5. I don't have an answer. Because you're right. You're just right. They are lucky. Yes, they are. Only 5 U.S. presidents have ever had beards. All 5 of them were Republican. Take that for what you will. That is not a political statement. That is just a statement of fact. Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes, James Garfield, and Benjamin Harrison. And with us having a little weather this week, you might be interested to know you are at least 104 times more likely to choke to death than you are to die from being struck by lightning. I thought I was going to have to Heimlich my wife the other night.
Yeah. Really?
We had this amazing, she made these chicken wraps and she put a red pepper flake in them.
Yeah.
And she inhaled some of the red pepper flake, which made her inhale some of the shredded chicken. And just for a minute, it was like, oh no. But she was fine.
Yeah.
You know, she was fine. There's always that first 15, 20 seconds where you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't want to jump in there and start breaking anybody's ribs if you don't need to.
Yeah, I could see
But then everybody was like, you know, like with all the thunder and lightning this week and stuff like that.
That's hilarious.
See, topical.
Yeah, topical. Good for us.
All right, let's. Yes, good for us. Yes. Well, you know what? And good for us that you should follow us on social at 985 KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian.
Hey, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, brand new episode of Unlikely with AEW's Orange Cassidy, one of my personal favorite wrestlers in the world. So, very excited. Go check that out. Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube. Hit that subscribe or listen to it on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon and my KALEH GORDON. I'll be at Nowhere Lounge tonight as we kick off more of the F1 festivities.
She's cramming it in before F1 weekend.
You know it.
Good for you. Good, you know what? Good for you and good for us.
Thanks.
Again. Make sure you give somebody a shout today and tell them that you love them, because you never know when you may not get that chance ever again. And be good to people today. Tell somebody they did a good job. You would be shocked. The more of that you put out in the world, the more of that that you will get back.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that it? Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. Know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow. It's almost Friday.
Woohoo! Love you guys.
Bye, RZ.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.